Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello. Good to be here. I'm sorry that we're late. Kelly is with a friend at the hospital, one of our coaching friends, Kara, and so she called me to go ahead and do this by myself, and guess what? I didn't have the host number, so I used my problem-solving skills, and with a little help from her and a password, I was able to get online. So happy to be here and happy to talk to you about integrating the step that we've been considering this month, which is step 11, passion. So we've been discussing self-expression, supporting us in identifying our passion and enabling us to get clear on what fuels us. And we also discussed the importance of giving those things value in our lives. And when we are passionate and have a purpose, we find the value in our lives and we can find a commitment to those things. We look back at the other steps that we've talked about, a willingness then to connect and be accountable to those things that we clearly want. And when we're fueled from the inside out, we're more willing to step into those situations that we may have shied away from. We're more able to take risks and to get out of our comfort zone and say yes to ourselves and go boldly towards the die zone and feel more and more passion for our lives. So we've talked about those things and we've integrated passion and purpose into our daily lives. And as we've written our intentions and our acknowledgments and our gratitudes, we've had that ability to summon up the energy to stay out of our heads and to be alive in our challenges and to have that spark, the spark in the midst of darkness that can give us courage and confidence. And last week, if you weren't on our show, you missed the opportunity to listen to Aretha, Kelly and Jay's daughter, sing a song that she wrote. She wrote new words to the song, Let It Go, and talked about how she lets her fear go and she follows her passion, which is singing and performing. And right now she is in the fifth grade and she had the courage to sing on our radio show. So that was amazing and it was a perfect example of following your passion and following your purpose. So was really, really proud of her and her willingness to take that risk and to live fearlessly and to share that with us and to be in the present moment. So we're kind of halfway through the show and we're able to, Janet Renner was going to join me, but when I couldn't get on the show, I told her, I'm not able to get in and host the show, but she might join us. I did text her and tell her that I was on, and so she may join us. We'll listen to see if she comes in, but I think we're doing the show. I hope so. I hope that we're there. I see a couple of other lines, so let me turn on the microphones, and maybe we'll have someone else with us. So I turned on the microphones. Kelly usually does all of this, so do I have anyone out there?
I'm here, Terry.
Janet.
Yeah.
And you can hear me,
I'm
and
here.
I can hear you.
That's awesome.
I can hear you.
I was just babbling. I'm thinking, I don't even know if this is going on to the air.
It is.
Good. So, were you able to listen into the call last week and hear our little Aretha get up and
no.
sing her song?
Oh my God, I would love to.
Yeah, you'll have to listen to last week's show.
Yeah.
Because I wouldn't have had the courage to do that when I was her age.
Right, exactly. And yet when kids are challenged like that, and it's something that they love, or that, you know, they feel safe,
mm-hmm.
it's amazing what they'll do. And it's so
it is.
Inspiring. Yeah.
It is. Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
She's been that way since she could barely talk. She loves to sing and she loves to perform, and they'll just put, she and Lily both, they'll put on little plays for us, and they have no fear of just getting up and dancing and telling stories and singing, and it's amazing to watch them do that.
And
visions, you know, just go for it. So I hope they keep that that energy and that confidence in themselves. But I was kind of looking back over the steps, because now we're on step 11, passion, and just mm-hmm. thinking about how they really do integrate awareness, willingness, connection, compassion, accountability, being in the present moment, surrendering, possibilities, intention, trust, and now passion. Mm-hmm. And how they work together. And I talked last week about our risk and how we stepped out of our comfort zones and did our first, well, first of all, even taking business in a box was out of my comfort
right.
zone. It was a risk. And then
was it like,
being the
like
first,
on a scale?
The first one?
On a scale workshop. What? We're the first ones to step up and do a workshop. I know. So on a scale of 1 to 10, like how much of a risk was it? I'm just curious if you don't mind me asking. How much of a stretch, risk, or die was it for you to do that workshop, to do the business in a box?
Well, to do business in a box was probably more of a risk to me than actually doing the workshop,
mm-hmm.
because I was, you know, had to travel. There were people I didn't know, and coaches mm-hmm. that I look at as being my trigger is incompetent. So, of being more competent than I was, and doing this longer than I had, so that probably was a 7 for me to go to the business in a box. Doing the workshop, because I was doing it with you, and because I was being supported by amazing coaches, and I knew most of the people that were at the workshop, was probably
mm-hmm.
a 5,
mm-hmm.
Because I had so much support in doing it.
Mm-hmm.
What about
mm-hmm.
what happened to you?
I think going to business in a box. I was excited to go. I was happy to go. I didn't really have a lot of time to think about it. Like,
uh-huh.
summer, fortunately, is so busy, so I didn't have a lot of time to really get my nerves up about it. And when it started to, you know, when I start to go down that path of nervousness, what I did for myself was I just said, this is what I want.
Mm-hmm.
This is what I want. This is what I want. So anytime that fear started, I'm like, I don't want to sabotage myself in doing this.
Mm-hmm.
And that helped me to remain focused on what it is I'm doing and not let my fear get the best of me.
Mm-hmm.
And then during the workshop, I know me, and even though I wanted to do it, that was such a die for me to, like, go out on our own outside of our training to do a workshop.
Mm-hmm.
I knew I never, ever would have done it, and I would have spent the rest of my life beating myself up, because I hadn't been willing to take that risk, and I know that about me.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
without you, you know, without your support and willingness to do it with me, I know. I mean, I know deep into my core that I would not have stepped out. So
Thank you.
So what's
allowing you to do that now, to step out now and do it all by yourself?
Because after the two of us doing it and just my confidence went up, and mm-hmm. I actually enjoyed it. I really enjoyed myself. And I think from coaching swimming all these years, it's I know how, I when I work with people in the water, I just sort of, go with it. I get out of my head and then just present.
Mm-hmm.
And so as I've done this work, to even coach people, it's been the same thing. It's I don't want to be coming from my head. I want to know it well enough to just work with people and trust my intuition. And that's, I think I feel like I'm experienced that in
mm-hmm.
the training, and I experienced it with us doing the workshop together. And that's what's given me the courage, because I feel it's the one in the same, I'm beginning to feel similar to when I work with people in the water. It's out of my head. It's just, I know the work on a deeper level.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Awesome. I wrote down a couple of things that resonated with me. Get out of my head, be present, know it well enough to be able to work with people and trust intuition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But, great. I mean, that's really delineates clearly kind of like the journey that you took. The VIB, business in a box, you were excited, you knew that's what you wanted. You knew what you wanted, but you still, it's interesting because you said you never would have done it. I believe you, but I don't believe you,
Oh, yeah, right. No, I hear you, yeah.
I just, you have such a natural way of working with people, and maybe that's because you got to that point where you were able to feel a similarity between how you work with people in the water and the comfort that you have there and the willingness to trust and the willingness to surrender to what you know. I mean, it's
mm-hmm.
kind of like the test of freedom. You just kind of describe them as you were going through that process. And then trusting your intuition and just going with it, because watching you when we worked together, it seemed seamless. I mean, I'm using words, but it appeared to be so natural,
mm-hmm.
and just going with what you knew and trusting your intuition and the way you were able to coach Josephine in particular,
mm-hmm.
in a session, and then Gloria at another session, because we did two sessions,
mm-hmm.
and just so natural that it was very inspirational to me working with you. And it just seems like, why would you not do it when it seems that it's so you? This seems like it's you.
Because your fear.
So I'm so grateful that I followed my intuition at the Business in a Box and looked
mm-hmm.
at you and challenged you to do it. And so
mm-hmm.
I didn't challenge you. I told you you were going to do it.
Right.
Didn't I? I didn't ask you. I told you. And that was following my gut and my intuition at that moment. And if I somehow knew that you wouldn't do it if I didn't do that. So,
exactly.
And then I said, Janet, we're going to do it. And then I just never believed that it would be any other way, we would do it.
I think what I want to put across, it's now with how I feel and I'm just sort of going for it, just want to point out, it's it doesn't matter what other people feel about you. you know, feel how you are, like for me, doesn't matter. I have to feel it from within. And if I don't feel it from within, then my fear will take over and win. And I think that happens to every single person. They
mm-hmm.
can. In
mm-hmm.
every single situation. And it's like, even though that's what I wanted, you know, I knew that, like I had said, and I know you don't, you know, it's hard to believe for you, and yet, you know, it doesn't matter what stage you are, anyone is at, your fear can take over
mm-hmm.
and turn you against yourself, to keep yourself stuck, to keep beating
mm-hmm.
yourself up, to all of that stuff. And it's so important to be attuned with that. And that's why it's so powerful. Like to me, even more now than ever, when Wanda says, none of us can be fearless alone. And then with how, you know, you spoke out to me and challenged me, well, and told me to do it. And, you know, and it's like, and I thank you, and I will forever be indebted to you for that. You know, and it's like, wow. So even though you're passionate, even though we have our passions and we want to follow it, and we're on that path, we still need support every step of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
You know, never assume someone isn't, you know, doesn't need a support. Never assume
yeah.
it.
Well, I want to again acknowledge you for your natural capacity to be in tune with your intuition, and watching that was a joy and helped me to, because my struggle is getting out of my head as well. And so it was a great example to me, and I will always be grateful for having that opportunity to do that with you, to take that step with you, and for us to be fearless together.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It really fits this step, because we both have a passion for helping other people, and we see that as our purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we've done it our whole lives in different, you know, totally different venues. You know, you do it in the water. I've done it in the classroom. And
mm-hmm.
yet we were able to bring that together in a way that we were able to reach others as well as to support ourselves and one another. So it was a great experience. And our time is gone, because half of it was left with me, you know, half of our time was wasted, but not wasted, because I appreciate the time we were able to spend, and hopefully our listeners will also be able to, even though we're off the air now, that's okay.
But, oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, we're
okay.
off the air, but anyway, it was a great experience for me, and I'm going to be there with you in spirit on the 17th. Believe me, I will be there.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that.
I'll be
you know
doing
what I
one
want to tell what? You'll be doing
I'll
one
be doing
where?
At the same time.
A workshop at a retreat.
So we'll be with each other.
Oh, cool. Cool.
Yeah,
where's yours?
Mine's up in the mountains here in Three Rivers, because I'm doing my leadership retreat that weekend.
Oh, great.
So, then Friday I'll be doing my leadership workshop and introducing my new participants in leadership to Larry, to Fearless Living. They'll be learning all about the comfort zone and getting out of their comfort zone.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Good for you. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Yay. That's so
yeah.
great. Wow.
Yeah. So, they'll be
wow.
doing that. And then we'll get to work together at the retreat. And we got that little note from
from Bill
about doing the mousetrap thing. I mean, it doesn't take nine of us to do the mousetrap thing, so I don't know. I won't be on that, you know, Google thing because I'll be in, back in Chicago with Riley, but I'll catch up with you and see whatever you guys decide.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like, really? I would rather other people do that. I don't need to do it. I have more than enough on my plate.
Well, those of us that are on the steering committee, we don't need to be doing that. The other people can do that. So
we got enough going on.
Yeah. On the Google thing.
You know what? Yeah. You know what I wanted to tell you too at the at our thing that we did was it was so cool because between the first one and the second one, I could totally feel and I felt like I was experiencing you shifting in how you were communicating with everyone. You know, more like you opened up more. And I felt like, and you just sort of wung it more. It was cool, you know, like you and yeah. So that was my experience. I don't know if you felt the same way for yourself.
No, I did. I did feel that. Yeah, I did.
Yeah, it was very, very neat.
Even though my little friend Ruth was sitting there being the resistant person.
She was funny. She was good.
Yes, she was funny.
Yeah. Oh, which reminded me, have you talked to the gals who work for the senior?
No, I might have sent an email to them. I don't even know if I have because I've been so busy. But I will write down right now my list to connect with them because I want to see if they're interested in doing something. And we need to, while I've got you on the phone, we need to look at our calendar to try to set up a second.
Yeah, sure.
Over those other, the other three numbers. So I know it's going to have to be in October because I don't have a single day in September. So
Me neither.
When you told me the date in October, you could do it, and I forgot because there was only one weekend.
Oh, really? Okay. So wait. Let me look. September, October. Okay, get back to fourth. So. Get back to fourth. So probably ideally for me is to do it 15th, 16th, but I could probably also do it
the 8th. That's the only time I have, so that would be good.
Oh, okay. So that would work for me.
Go ahead and we can do set up to do you want to do the same thing, a Thursday night, Friday morning?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right, so let's plan on that, and then we can have Kelly can support us, and then I don't know. Victoria didn't come. Did she?
No.
Do you think she won? Yeah, no. Count
I don't
on
know.
Her then.
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. And so Kelly can probably support us by herself.
Yeah, that should be fine.
That's enough support. I mean, I don't think Kara will still be here, but I don't know what's going on with that
girl.
Yeah,
you have no idea. Right.
I can't. I mean, we can invite Katrina wanted to come, but it's just so expensive to fly. No, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Well, if she flew to San Jose that would be super easy. I mean, she could do San Francisco or San Jose.
Yeah.
That would, whatever.
And she could just come down with you. So we can talk to her at the retreat. I'll let her know that we're going to do those dates and that she could fly into San Jose.
Yeah.
Or even she, what if she flew into, would Sacramento work or no?
No. San Francisco or San Jose.
And there, San Francisco. I'll let her know that, and she can plan ahead and see, because she wanted to come and just spend some time with us. And if she could get a flight, a reasonable flight, I know she would probably come. That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm
okay,
adding
well,
it to my calendar right now.
Yeah, and I can, on that flyer that
yeah.
you made, for we could make another flyer and
yeah.
just say continuation or whatever. And let's go
okay,
ahead and try to do it then.
Okay.
Is that the
and what was that you said, make a flyer and say what with it?
Do you want to keep the same flyer and just change the dates?
Yeah, I'll change the picture on it, too. Or
okay.
maybe I'll make something a little different, just so it
okay.
looks different, right? And now I know how to do meetup.
Right.
You know,
so we might.
So, yeah, and I'll put it up on meetup. But
and I'll
you send, need to make sure. Sure.
I'll let Gloria and Rose know, and maybe they'll invite some other people to it as well.
Yeah.
So yeah. maybe we can get a few other people. I mean, it would be ideal if they were the same people that participated with in the first workshop, but
yeah,
I think it would be okay if it was new people, wouldn't it?
Yeah. 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 You know, and you know,
so
hopefully they'll, I mean, because we can touch a little bit upon fear on it, we will, and then just go right
yeah.
in, because we'll have to do a review, so.
Make it a little bit longer.
Yeah.
Because we don't
yeah,
want to go
should
old.
Probably do 3 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
I forget, what time did we do it on Thursday?
Let me look at my calendar here, because I can't remember.
when, yeah, me
when
neither.
Did we do
we're
okay,
so bad.
Here. It was back in
it wasn't
August.
Even a month
we
ago, and we can't remember.
We did it from 6 to 8. We did it from 6 to 8:30, and then we did it from 9 to 11:30. We could actually start it. Like started at 5:30,
yeah,
and go to 8:30 and start it
yeah.
at and 9 to noon, you know.
Yeah, that would be good.
So we can change that on the and then just be sure you put repeated workshop, you know, so people don't think they have to go to both days.
Okay.
Good.
So we'll go.
That
so we'll do 5:30 to 9. I mean, 5:30, 8:30.
And 9 to noon.
Thursday. Okay.
Oh, I have to be, I'll check and be sure that we can get the building. So I need to do that.
Yeah.
We can get the, I don't think anything's going on then. But I'll do that right now. I'll email them right now.
Cool.
So, if I forget
great.
Things.
Yeah, cool. So that means I'll be doing one August, September, October, and November.
Because you're going to go do it with Randy, so. See?
Yeah.
You're a
leader. And we're doing three there.
Oh, you're going to do, are you going to do this, you're going to do the same thing? Do the,
We're going to do, I think, two of the No Fear and Expectations, and one, the last one, the three. The no beating yourself up, no complaining, no excuses.
No
I think
excuses,
that's what
yeah.
we're doing. I can't really remember.
Right.
But, yeah.
See, that will be so good.
Yeah. I'm excited.
I mean, you're going to be ready to go, girl.
I hope that, I think that both of us are.
I hope that,
like, I keep posting, you know, what I'm doing it to hopefully motivate everyone.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm
doing
the Google thing, too.
Well, and I wish I could be on that to you know, positive, let everybody know how what a positive experience it was. But I know Katrina's thinking of, I think once we see everybody at the retreat, you know, if the business, because Randy's coming now to the retreat, right?
Right.
Wasn't coming
yes.
before.
Yes.
When we were back
there, so yeah, she wasn't coming before. Wait, I got to remember. Oh, because I think because she didn't have a roommate. But now she has a roommate.
Okay, good.
Oh, my God.
Good.
I should share with you the insanity with which my room reservation has gone. I won't, but it's like, oh, my God.
Because you changed our room to be close to your room, right?
Yeah, I didn't do that. I mean, Rhonda did, or Debbie, or I think Rhonda did, what's her name? Colette.
Okay.
But
okay.
So yeah, it's just been. I went to confirm my reservation. On what day was it? On Friday, because I was adding Maureen to my room because when Shelley stepped aside, and then Debbie asked me if I would take over Shelley's job from last year, I said okay, but I had already made a reservation back in June 13th. So for myself, you know, for whoever, hoping whoever. And anyway, so then Deb was like, no, you know, now you get to stay with me. I'm like, okay, but I'm going to keep my room because the rooms had sold out. And then I found out that Maureen needed a room. So I'm like, okay, well, you can have my room. And then she found, what's her name? Randy, that needed a roommate. So it's like, great, you guys take my room. Perfect. I'm flying in on the 22nd. I need the room for the 22nd. Maureen comes in the 23rd. You can have my room on the 23rd. Randy comes in on the 24th. You guys room together on there. If you don't find a roommate, you know, I'll pay for the extra room if you can't afford it, whatever. Just take my room. And then if I need the room for one more night on the 29th, I can stay there. Great.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to add Maureen to the room on Friday night. Okay, I made this reservation May 13th. I went to change it. And my room reservation was now under Larissa and Rhonda's name. I'm like, how did that happen? You have my credit card and you have my name. And my name is nowhere on there now. And they're like, oh, you're rooming with Deb. I'm like, I didn't authorize that. I didn't authorize you to cancel my room. So I have been spending some time trying to get a room now for those two, for Maureen and Randy, and make sure I have a room for the first night. And I mean, it's just been dopey. So,
oh, for him.
I know. I'm like, how does a hotel do that?
Yeah.
Even if
really,
Rhonda said, I want that, it's like, that's not Rhonda's reservation. That's my reservation. Yes, I made it under Fearless Living. You know,